Penguin Random House Audio presents The Saturday Night Ghost Club by Craig Davidson. Read for you by Corey Brill. The brain is wider than the sky, for put them side by side, the one the other will contain with ease, and you beside. The brain is deeper than the sea, for hold them, blue to blue, the one the other will absorb as sponges buckets do. The brain is just the weight of God, for heft them, pound for pound, and they will differ, if they do, as syllable from sound. Emily Dickinson, 632. Memory is another word for story, and nothing is more unreliable. Anne-Marie MacDonald, Fall on Your Knees. Chapter 1. Monsters. Most people believe the human brain is solid. They imagine a loaf of bread soaked in gelatin. You can hack off quivering slices, same as you would with a jello mold at a family picnic. But the truth is, the brain's texture is more like toothpaste. Brain matter will squeeze through a keyhole. In cases of severe cranial swelling, surgeons use a drill. I prefer the RA2, a Korean model, 30,000 RPM with silicone hand grips for comfort, to bore into the skull. If the swelling cannot be stopped, the living brain will project from the hole in an inverted funnel. This is called a coning, and it marks an end. Most people also believe the brain is gray. Its cells are called gray matter, after all, and isn't that how the organ looks in horror flicks? A slaty walnut floating in a jar of formaldehyde in some mad scientist's lab? But a sheathed brain...